just extremely grateful for everybody showing up, and I can't imagine the amount of hard work that went into the planning. I can't explain it. This was the first big project that I was ever part of as a vice president, and when I first took the job, one of the first things people said to me is, what are you going to do with the Elks? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. But it really became an awesome project. I had no idea what it took to get down to the with the architects and the engineers and everybody involved, and the meetings it takes to figure out what kind of plug-in we're going to put in that on that one little wall. And so it was an awesome opportunity for me to learn a lot about that aspect, but just a great appreciation for the amount of work that goes into something like this. Like I said, we never would say thank God for COVID, but from that perspective, that gave us a huge boost to put in toward this building. So I would never do three claps for COVID, but I think three claps for the funding that came from it. And so the way we do that is I say MCC, and then you guys clap three times. Clear your hands. My staff, you should know this. MCC. One more time. MCC. Okay, so that wasn't for COVID, let's just be clear. It was for the funding that came from that. But the hard work that went into this, and I appreciate all the teamwork and collaboration. I love the direction that we're gonna go. It took a tremendous amount of patience for us to get here because of the fact that we're asking industry and business, what do you need? We did not want to put a bunch of money into a building and have it not be used. And so I think the direction we're going with the healthcare side of things, but then also short-term training. BCE has already done so much short-term training that we can just expand like crazy when we have a facility like this. And then the conference room space. You guys all know, how many of you have great memories of time you spent in the Elks? I don't want to, nothing private, Linda, nothing private on it. Okay, but we all have really good memories of the time that we spent at the Elks, whether it be for weddings or when it was a restaurant or bar. It was an awesome experience. And so as you walk through today, I think we can only do, 15 at a time, but we'll do some tours so you guys can just see. And you just won't believe how awesome it is of open area and space, but then what it will become. It is glorious. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm so proud of the project. And I'm so grateful to see so many people here to celebrate.